L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack, a lot of big games, critical games coming up. The term big game, big tournament, knock your socks off. A lot of cliches are tossed around pretty loosely. Tonight, these games are big as they get, and we're breaking them down. It was a wild weekend of sporting action across the board. There was a little bit of something for everybody, but we have to say the wildest thing that happened this weekend was the Kentucky Derby and Rich Strike. If you watch the Kentucky Derby, you watch the biggest upset in over 109 years. All right, so you did watch history coming in at 80-1. This horse wasn't even in the damn field during the week when we broke it down. He was a late addition. And to put in context, me and Cam had a horse. And his name was Conflict Diamond. Great horse. Not Kentucky Derby worthy. And I'll tell you what. No. We got Kentucky Derby. You don't know. It's crazy, though, Ken. I don't know if you remember, though. Our horse was actually hot at first. And we, you know, our horse was a claimer. Yeah. So basically, if you're a claimer, like, you've got to, you could get bought out at any time. And God, were we stupid. So we won a race. We finished in the money a bunch of times. And we paid like 10.5 plus tax for this horse. We got offered 14 dimes for it. Somebody walked in after a race and said, listen, we'll give you 14,000 right now. And we're like, no, we can't do that. No, this horse is just, it's our horse. We can't win. Because we waited so long to get him. We should have flipped him. Right. And I swear to God, Cody said, don't get attached to him. Remember, we can flip him. Right. I was like, what do you mean we're going to flip him? He's our horse. Right. And we got offered 14K. Where I'm going with this is Rich Strike was sold for $30,000.
Correct.
To put it in perspective, like, this horse had no business winning the Kentucky Derby, but he did. And it's done. And they won $1.8 million along the way, and plus much more in breeding now. But here's the payout, Cam. Exacta, $2. Paid $4,101.20.
Good start.
Trifecta. A $1 trifecta. $1 trifecta. $14,870.70. Yeah. And here's the big payday, Cam. The superfecta. $1,321,500. That's where you leave the 500 on the table. Give me the 321.
Yeah, exactly. Here's your table.
I don't know. Cam would probably be like, you're going to leave 100? You're going to take the fire.
I got to be honest with you. What you got? You're right. You leave the 5, and I'd go, here's 100 for your trouble.
I'd feel bad leaving the 5 at 321.
That's a lot. $500 is a big tip. He didn't make the picks. But anyway, here's the thing, Dave. People don't know this racing, and I know the jockey. I bet horses. This guy's a regular at Mahoning Valley. For all the people that don't know, Mahoning Valley is like a D-track. It's unbelievable what happened. It's shocker of the year. I'm still shocked. It's nuts.
Not only
what
was
a perfect
it a shock,
trip, too.
The jockey, the horse, the trainer.
Everything.
Everything involved. Everything. And then the actual race itself, he was way in the back.
Unbelievable,
like,
man.
All of it. It's just like, it's one of those deals after your jaw is like,
yep, slack.
And you can't enjoy it because you're like, why didn't I bet this, right? It's one of those moments.
Correct.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with the Rage and Reddit, Cam Stewart. Yeah, we talk a lot about sports parlays, and even we hear like some crazy ones out there, Cam. Wow, this guy won, you know, $180,000 with a $400 parlay. This is different, bro. This is a 321,000 to 1 parlay.
Yep. See all the people that won $1.
$10 on this. You made $3 million.
The thing is, even Joe Lisi, big game. He's like, I couldn't take a dog that big. Like, the thing is, people bet underdogs, but this horse, as you said, was not even there, not even evaluated, not even in
Cam,
the damn
he
race.
Seven
it's like
races, Cam, in his life. He only won once on bad tracks.
I know. At Mahoning Valley, not Churchill Downs, Twin Spires. This is unbelievable. But I will say this, Leon, that was a perfect trip from a perfect jockey, and the reason they won, though, everything had to fall into place. The fractions were too quick, Gabe. You saw the horses out of the gate. The announcer said, these are too fast. These fractions are too fast. Mo Donegal, the one horse, got smashed at the start of the race. He almost came back. He's a closer. And as we said, the three horse who we both had, he couldn't get it done just because the fractions were so big. This horse is a stone cold closer. You know what the crazy thing is? He actually might run now. Belmont's a long race with a long stretch. Everything has to fall into a place again. Is it a one-time thing? But he is a closer, and no story was like it, buddy. I'm still in shock.
Absolutely. Yeah, the absolute insanity of the race. If you guys can't, we can't play due to the we're not rights holders of the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. But look at the overhead video. It's fascinating to see the overhead.
Unreal. Perfect.
He's way in the back, and they're all turning, and then you just see Cam. There's a lane, bro. There's a lane, and you just see him. And even the track announcer, Cam, didn't notice him, bro. He didn't notice him right until the end. Yep. Right until the end, because it's easy in hindsight. And, it, you know, Cam, I posted something before, and it happened again. It's amazing. Zandon, the 10 horse. You know, Cam, that the 10 horse is finished in the money 28% of the time, man, going all the way back to 1930, finished in the money again. It that makes sense, doesn't it? 20 horses, the 10 posts. 10 posts, right? Doesn't mean you're going to win, but they're finishing the money, and he did. I had one of those fixed odds exactas, Cam. Epicenter Zandon. I thought I was about to win $217, and then here comes Rich Strike.
Lucky Strike.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. We'll get to some baseball picks and a big night in NHL hockey. Coach Young will join us in a couple of moments time. Our boy Nick in Chicago says that his buddies, Cam, did every possible exacta. Mm-hmm. And it was $700 to do it. And they got back $3,300. And crazy. I just said to him, though, they got lucky. It's a dangerous way to bet. Like, it's because the 80-1 paid out. So they got $3,300 back in the end, you know, whatever. But it was a danger. It's a dangerous way. It's like buying like $5,000.
What it is, Morenci?
Thinking you have a better chance.
You need the biggest dog to come in. I used to tell this kid.
And it happened. It happened.
He was the manager at Shoeless Joe's when I worked at the horse track, and he was learning gambling. I said, in your pick four, he took every horse. I go, listen, your ticket cost you $1,200. He was rich. He won $286. I go, you just lost $900. You got to eliminate horses unless the biggest underdog wins. So those guys did get lucky. If there was, like, that's the thing. Zandon was the second choice behind Epicenter. If 21 doesn't run like that, they're going to lose their money. So you got
to
be very
careful. Well, it's easy to say now, Cam. At this one, if you would have taken every damn horse in the race, you would have made money.
Yes.
Point blank. Just think, 20 horses, $2 down, boom, 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 just $2.
Sure.
You got 100, you know what I mean? You would have made money back, $160. But like, right? Yeah. But it doesn't work out this way, right? No, like, the favorite doesn't usually win the Derby. It's usually someone in the 4-1, 6-1, 3-1.
Mid-range.
It's like the co-favorite or second. You know what I mean? Dude, it was playing out to form. Epicenter and Zandon were about to win. We said the 3, the 10, we talked about these horses. Yeah, we kept going back to Epicenter, right? Like you said, Epicenter's a great horse, Cam. He just couldn't hang on at that speed, man.
That's the problem.
Him paddle to the front. And it was like,
it was unbelievable.
A little more.
And that's the thing, Gabe. And you know horse racing. I followed it. I used to work in it. So I'll tell you one thing. When the fractions are like that, it basically brings every other horse there because the horses who have speed at the front are going to die. The problem is, usually, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get caught up in traffic. It was a perfect storm for the 21. That's why he won. Let's move forward to the other race, too. Everything will not fall into place. It's going to be almost impossible. And I'll tell you this, be very, very careful at the Preakness because it's a different type of race. If people are just going to think this horse is going to win the Triple Crown, a lot of things have to happen, right? But now he's going to get a crazier number, and I don't think that horse is going to win there. It'd be a great story, though.
I thought you were going to say the other race. I did win Max Verstappen, plus 160.
Yes.
Plus 162 it was a great weekend. Yesterday. Miami.
Great weekend. Great weekend for both of us. You cashed on the track. I cashed on the links. Max Homa won that tournament. We talked about him. He got it done.
I did not.
It was a great weekend. Yeah.
Hey, I did not have a great weekend. I had a bunch of good picks, but my money management got sloppy last night, and your Toronto Maple Leafs really started to upset me.
I lost
like $800 on that game last night. I kept building in-game alternates, this and that. I had the
plus three and a half.
Whatever.
I was there. Yeah. I was there.
Not happy about it. Not happy.
I'm very upset. I didn't enjoy it at all.
And just for the record, so we got a dude Clayton in our chat that says the Kentucky Derby's fixed to make sportsbooks money. And number one, Clayton.
Yeah, fix
sportsbooks,
that race.
Number one, Clayton, sportsbooks don't even take like action on this. Like, FanDuel didn't even take action on the Kentucky Derby. Like, if you're on the FanDuel site and you click it, it directed you to the New Jersey track. It directed you whatever state you're in. So, number one, it's not sportsbooks that have any control. FanDuel has zero control, or any other sportsbook has zero control over a horse race, and they don't care about horse racing, number one. The European books do, but that's another stratosphere and galaxy. Number two, yes, some lower tier, small time track stuff, you know, in the barn, everybody knows who's going to win. When you're talking about the Kentucky Derby, Clayton, do you really think that like the Prince of Dubai and the Sheikh of Saudi Arabia and stuff gives a crap about an American sports book doing well when a guy like spent $80 million on a horse to win to get $1 million back? Like, it's all prestige for these guys, Cam. Like, they're not even getting their money back even at this level, Cam. Like, the Rich Strike guys are. They just struck gold. But these other guys, Cam, they've got, like, 20 horses, bro, 40 horses. They're paying big money. Like, it's, you know, it's not this big cash cow that people think it is, even at the dirty level. Like,
here's the thing.
Even these guys, you're doing it for prestige, and then maybe you get lucky and you make money siring after. That's the whole thing.
People,
so, boom.
You're right.
That's what it's about. So, it's not fixed, Clayton. Nobody's gaining anything about anything from this. Right?
Also,
did they gain anything last year when they canceled the winner 2 years ago? Last year, the horse was drugged up, or a year before when there was a 20-minute investigation after the race? Every year, people, this is whatever. No, it just happens. It is what it is.
You need to have a horse that runs in big races, Florida Derby, this, that, and the other, to accumulate the money. Remember, Gabe, as we know, to a bigger scale, other people get paid, investors, trainers. How much did you buy your horse for? That's what people don't understand about horse racing. The money that you put in to get out, your horse consistently has to finish top three or four.
But put it this way.
Sometimes they have to win races for you to make money, and that's hard to
do
all the time.
The horse that finished fourth in the Kentucky Derby got $90,000.
Yeah. What's that?
It's not a lot back. Like, if you think about the money that these guys have put in and the operation, to get $90,000 back, they just lost millions of dollars. Like, literally, they've lost millions of dollars on this journey to the Kentucky Derby of all this. And what do they have to show for it? Well, we finished fourth in the Derby. Good for you. Here's your $90,000 check, as you stated. Yeah, here's 10 to the commission, or 5 to the commission. Here's 7 to the jockey. Here's 7 to the trainer. Oh, yeah. Don't forget about the traveling fees. That's what surprised us once. We got a race at the end of it. I got like $350 in my head. They're like $375 transportation.
Yeah.
I'm like, transportation?
Yeah, the horse is stuck in traffic, Marenzi. Can you give us another $300? It's like, oh, we didn't expect traffic on the freeway there. Yeah, here's another one. Like, honest to God, you guys don't know. We owned a horse to a way lower scale. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The Kentucky Derby horses, though, they're flying, and I saw the plane. It was cool. It said first-class equine. So, like, that ain't cheap. Like you're putting on a plane. You're putting a horse on a plane, and that type of with that type of treatment, that stuff isn't cheap. All right, so Coach Young will join us in
organic carrots, Gabe. Just the best.
No, they just eat regular crap. They really do.
They call it whatever the hell. They call it whatever they want.
They're just horses, right? I mean, no matter who they are, they're just horses. All right, so we got baseball coming up at 6:35. These weird start times this year. Dodgers and Pirates. We always talk about the Dodgers on the run line, and it's an incredible fact here, Cam. The Dodgers are 19-7 on the season. All right, that's their record. They're 19-7 on the run line. They have not won a game by one run, which is pretty crazy at this juncture.
It is.
Like they don't, you know what I mean? They're either going to beat you, they're going to beat you down. They've had a couple of two-run games. There's been a few of them, but not many. They're generally just beating you like 6-7-1 every night right now. They're on a roll. The Pirates have lost 2 of 3 to the Reds over the weekend. Dodgers on a 6-game win streak right now, swept the Cubs over the weekend. Dodgers have been really good, Cam, at keeping the pedal to the metal. Like, they don't really let up. Like, that's the benefit of having such a deep team that they have offensively. And baseball is such an individualistic sport. There's always going to be someone in a bad mood ready to kill the ball on the Dodgers, right? It's a murderer's row. And it's just the numbers speak for themselves. And the Dodgers are 12-2, Cam, their last 14 games in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're hot. They're hot.
So you can put them in a parlay if you want, or you play them on a run line.
I think I'm going to parlay them. The thing about it is it's plus money. It's just kind of a spot where the Dodgers are hot and they go to Pittsburgh. I hope they keep it up, but it's minus 225 on FanDuel. I'm going to parlay them with Milwaukee in the early action to plus one.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
28 and take my chances. I think Castillo, he makes his debut for the Reds, Gabe. We'll see what happens, but I like the Brew Crew.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm actually surprised at that nice payday right there. Is that an odds boost? No, it's not even a FanDuel odds boost.
Regular.
Plus 128, and you're getting the Brewers against the worst team in baseball, and you're getting the Dodgers against one of the worst teams in baseball at plus money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It had been one of the loudest, most chaotic commercial, like little mini breaks in the history
of my
career.
What's going on? I know. Exactly.
That was 20. I've been doing this 20 years. That was 2 minutes. I had kids. I had Cam. What the hell? What do I do? What do you want from me? I can't hear anything. I know you can't hear it. We hear it.
Yeah, they control. Remember, they control me. I'm basically like a cyborg, and they got my – everything's controlled. But you're right. I'll be careful. I don't – you're telling me it comes off hot, real hot, and I'm just going to have to be smooth, take it off slow, and gently – you know what I'm going to do, Gabe? Actually, I got a good idea because the table's hard. So you guys are getting like the smack, so I need to put it down in like something soft, like a mini pillow as I leave. I'll put a pillow on the table. Well, Coach, it's very hard. The wood is hard. It's a hard piece of wood. What do you want from me?
Hit the music.
Hit the music.
It's only Monday, Coach. It's only Monday. Good. What's going on? How you doing?
Fired up.
He said hard wood. That's all he's thinking.
That's his nickname, Wayne Hardwood.
Yeah, Wayne Hardwood. Ooh. Ron Rubber, yeah, like Wayne it. Hardwood.
I like it.
That's why we go to the basketball mode. Wayne Hardwood.
Hardwood.
It'd be a good name for multiple purposes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Here we are. So what are you doing with all your money from the Kentucky Derby, Coach? I know you cashed Rich Strike. I know you had him, right? 80-1?
No. I mean, you know what? When Sharapan comes on, y'all better get a piece of my mind. Lady Gaga
won $7,400.
Yeah. Lady Gaga tells me to bet something, and then he holds out for everybody. Yeah, he holds them out for himself. So I take the stuff he tells me to take. Then he takes something himself. I don't hit anything, and the guy hits off for $7,500. You know, with friends like that, who needs enemies?
He was smart to put the longest shot in his place. It's something to do. That's something I've done in the past as well, just blindly. You know what? I'm just going to take the longest shot, do my thing, and then, you know what I mean? Just grab the longest shot. Everyone does it, Cam.
But yeah, hit the old button.
It wasn't on our radar all week. Like, he never really registered with me. And then I saw him, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. This horse has won once. Like, you're going up against horses that have won the Florida Derby, the Santa Anita Derby, the Arkansas Derby, the Louisiana Derby, the Wood Memorial. You know, I mean, we're talking about, like, blue chip horses. That's a movie. There's a movie in the making.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? And even one of the owner's guys, like, he lost 23 horses in a fire a couple of years ago. And, you know, he got out of the sport, and he emotionally got back in. Great, great story. But, like, all great stories, we're going to find out, like, Ken Bone. Hey, guys, I really like that Cindy Crawford nude shot. Did you?
It always comes back to Ken Bone.
Ken
Innocent
Bone.
Man in sweater.
Well, I'm just saying, Ken, whenever we believe in something wholesome, it always comes back to, like, remember a couple of years ago, who was our boy Doug O'Neill? It was a great story. And then they found out, oh, yeah, these guys are kind of shady.
Yeah. The horses get the good stuff.
All right, Coach. So let's do this thing, Coach. I'm fired up. I'm fired up for this game tonight, and I think they can deliver a knockout punch. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. That was a wild finish to the game. There hasn't been a lot of dramatic endings, Coach, in these NBA games or NHL for that matter. But it was a wild ending, man, on Saturday. You know, if you didn't see it, guys, Marcus Smart did the old "I have to miss the free throw on purpose at the end of the game" type of deal. And it never works out well, Coach, right? I don't know why they're not better at it, but it never works out well. But it actually did. He did it, like, perfectly. Off the rim, boom, they get the tip back, they miss. They get the tip back, they miss. And then Horford buries it, but it's too late. It was an epic finish. Let's get down to business, Coach. Who do you like tonight?
I do like the Bucks. I think they put a stranglehold on this series. I do like them. I just think they're 12-3 at home the last two series, two seasons in the playoffs. 27-14 at home during the regular season. 4-1 at home the last 2 years versus the Celtics. I'm taking the Bucks. I'm going to take them on the money line next. I like Al Horford to go double-double. It's dropping now because big news just came out. Robert Williams just got ruled out by Boston. So he is not in the lineup tonight. Al Horford, double-double, averaging 13.9, 9.7 in the playoffs, double-double in three straight games, and he plays a lot of minutes because he's got to guard Giannis. Play number three was Robert Williams. We're going to stay away from that. Next play, if you can find it, Giannis to be the top scorer tonight. He's got 28-plus in four of the last six games. I think he can get to it. I think the fact that he's got to do so much more than a guy like Tatum or Jaylen Brown. I like him to be the top scorer. Couple other things. I think the under. This game's going to be a defensive battle. All right. The Celtics are 11-1 to the under. Their last 12 conference semifinal games, 5-2 to the under this year's playoffs. Milwaukee, 19-7-1, the last 27 conference semifinal games. All eight of their playoff games went to the under. I'm going under 213.5. Grant Williams over 1.5 made threes. Now he maybe goes to the starting lineup, getting 5 3-point attempts per game. The way that Boston kind of drops their coverage, he's going to be open because Giannis and Brook Lopez hang around the basket. Last one, because they have a lot. Pat Connaughton over 9.5 points tonight.
That's my pick.
Series, love it. First two games, gone out of four out of the last six. And because of the way that they've been attacking Grayson Allen, Connaughton gets more minutes because he's a better defender.
I loved, you know what I like about Connington too? A couple of nice cuts to the basket the other day, coach. Aggression, he has the green light to go. Didn't just spot up for a shot. He's a good guy too for second chance points. Just he'll get you a couple of dirty points in a game. He has the capability of taking it to the rack and laying it up, and he can also hit a three as well. Me and Cam were all over Patty C last year during the playoff run. We're always looking for that the value, coach. And you're right, at 9.5, he's gone over you know, the last two games here. No reason why he can't pull the trigger again. I'm getting in right now. Pat Connington, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. All right, let's see, Connington. There we go. How much do I go here, though? Let's not go crazy. Let's not go crazy.
It'll be a crazy night. A lot of stuff.
Oh, we're just getting started. I just put $400 on two baseball games. Jeez. Stop clicking.
Wow, yeah, you're this guy's the best coach. He always tells me, hey, Cam, don't go crazy with baseball and hockey. You know what could happen? The guy never takes his own advice, but that's okay.
No, it wasn't that bad.
I like the game.
I put $100 just for the record. The baseball's starting. So we put $100 on the that parlay Cam was talking about. Milwaukee Brewers, Los Angeles Dodgers. So this got to win at plus 128. Nice payday right there, plus 128. Mm-hmm. Then I just put another 100 cam on the Dodgers minus the 1.5. And I think the price is a little short. I think it's, I just got in at 175 on the Brewers. I'm willing to lay 75. That's sort of the cutoff here against the Cincinnati Reds. I don't care that the Reds won 2 of 3 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. What's up, coach?
I got some stuff cooking here.
Baseball props for us?
I already have the Yankees on the money line. I'm going Dodgers minus 1.5. I'm going Colton Wong over 1.5 bases.
Oh, yeah. 1.5 bases.
Well, this guy's amazing.
Luis Robert over 1.5 bases. And Taylor Ward over 1.5 bases. Also, Manny Machado to get a hit a home run off of Hendricks tonight. I got that bad boy cooking. Oh, yeah. And listen, I'm not done. JY's not done. I got more for you. I got hockey plays tonight. You ready for some hockey plays?
Okay. Yeah, bring
them on.
Your guy, Tony McKegney. I got some picks for you guys.
Tony McKegney.
Tony McKegney.
Great black player. Excellent.
Yeah, of course.
We got to get you a Pete Worrell jersey. Look up Pete Worrell.
I know, exactly. We'll get him a black jersey of every brother that was good in the NHL for the coach.
Of course. Grant Fuhr. Pete Worrell. Come on, you know. Yeah. Wayne Simmons. Legend. I need some jerseys. Ready? I'm going over 6.5 in Panthers Capitals. I'm going over 6 Rangers Penguins. I'm going under 6.5 Predators and Avalanche. And I'm going over Flames and Stars 5.5.
Holy Jesus, guy, Gabe. We've created like an absolute monster.
That's more than me and Cam. Like, just for the record, like, we're not even getting into total.
I'm not even in this guy's league right now. And I'm clicking things twice.
No goal score props? Come on, coach. No goal. Where are you getting these baseball picks from? Where were you? What, you studying total base props now?
Time out.
I like it. Total bases.
Time out. I got more. A couple of player performance parlays on a Ranger game. Artemi Panarin and Sidney Crosby, they each get over a half a power play point. It's at plus 710. It's good value.
Wow.
It's a power play.
That is actually. And, that is good.
And Adam Fox and Jake, I don't know how to say his name, with a G, both have over a half power play
point. Gensel.
Jake Gensel.
Plus 810.
Holy jeez. This guy's blowing
it
up.
Jake Gensel to score a goal, actually. I'm going to get that in right now. Give me Jake to score a goal. Told you.
I know he's good.
Remember I heard in a series? I said,
No. Gensel's amazing. I know good Jake Gensel is. He's and I'll tell you something, Sidney Crosby, he looks like his old self. You see these highlights? This guy's hit the fountain of youth. He looks fantastic. God, he's skating well.
Jake Gensel to score a goal. All right. I'm going to get that in. Crosby's looking great. We'll get into the Rangers and the Penguins a little bit more after. I got to tell you guys, I think the Penguins beat him tonight. Again.
Really? I'm on the
ramp. They see.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Need to be the better team, man.
They're playing good. They're playing really good.
They Rangers seem to be the better team.
It'll be a great game.
All the talk about Louis Domingue, Shesterkin isn't. What's Shesterkin doing?
Not much.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. The anticipation is building. Big games tonight, man. Critical games. Such a massive difference, man, between 3-1, 3-1, and 2-2 in a series. And we got a situation tonight. And I'll tell you what, too, if you guys are thinking, and me and Babano talked about this last night on Sports Rage, if you're thinking, man, there's not a lot of close games. No, it's not in your head. There's not a lot of close games. And in fact, it's the biggest margin of victory in the playoffs dating back to 1993. And let me get the exact numbers. The average is like 3.2. I was going to say it is. It's 3.22. The average goal differential in the first round of the playoffs currently 3.22. Like, that's a puck line special, in other words, guys. Yeah. That's for you, Coach. Write it down. Puck lines.
You know, it's
minus
it's
one and a half.
It's what you've been talking about. Before, in the old days, you know, you'd have close games and teams would play. Now guys are going for empty nets. Coaches are leaving goalies out down 3-0.
They never score seen a goal, anything put like it. Back out.
No, it's a whole different world we're living in, and it needs to be talked about. If you think you're going to get this dog at like plus 3.5 when they're down 3 and you think it's
and
good,
overs.
No.
Overs yes, keep coming over, in because yes, of the empty overs, net goals and all this stuff.
What's the overs? Are they 19-7 or something? Take a look at the number, Gabe. It's absolutely – it's insanity. It's insanity.
The Kings game went under last night. That was the only one over in the entire weekend, guys. So yeah, it was like 7 of 8.
Yeah, 7 of 8 gone went over. Correct. All don't right. bet unders anymore. It's hard to.
All right. So just for the record, if you're just joining us, we're on the Los Angeles Dodgers minus 1.5. We're on the Milwaukee Brewers to win the game. And then we also parlayed the Dodgers to win and the Brewers to win at plus 128. Let's get it. We're off and running. We're on Pat Connaughton, over 9.5 points, and we're on the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to win, but I'm going to do it. But the first quarter, first half, and game. You like the Celtics, Cam?
Yeah, I do. I do. I found a winning margin bet. Boston to win by between 1 and 6 points is 6-1. How do I not take that? They're a 1-point dog in the game. I think that
bet. They're going to win. Yeah, they're not going
to. Yeah, exactly. It's extreme value. So, you know, you throw $50 on that to get 300. I've taken a page out of the old coach's book looking for plus, and more plus. I just love Boston, Gabe. I know Williams being out. The thing that I liked is they were down double digits in Milwaukee. They fought back. Smart almost got – they almost got that winning basket at the end of the game. I just really understand if they go down 3-1, they're done. I like the fact with the veterans they have on their team. I think they win this game in a real tight one by like 5 points. I'm on the Boston Celtics money line plus one. I like them tonight.
Coach, what do you think of the total at 213.5? All three games have stayed under the number so far.
Oh, I'm going under. All 8 of Milwaukee's games have gone to the under. 5 out of 7 of the Boston's games went to the under. And if this game is going to play the way it seems, it's not going to be an offensive shootout. Boston, if they're going to win, are going to have to grind this thing out. And if Milwaukee wins without Chris Middleton, I don't think they have the offensive firepower. So I like under 213.5 all day.
That's the thing. Milwaukee are getting by without Middleton, but good point, Coach. That's the difference. Without Middleton, it's threes. The scoring is going to be they're going to score in different ways right now. Not quite as many three balls falling with Middleton being out. All right, I'm fired up for this game. So Cam's on the Celtics. Me and Coach are on the Bucks. I've been on the Bucks in every one of these games. I think the Bucks are going to win the series, and I keep getting them basically as underdogs on the road or as next to nothing home favorites. Like, to me, I would have made the line 3.5-4 tonight, personally.
That would have been nice for me.
I think it's too short. I think it's too short. I think it's too short. All right. Memphis, Ja Morant is out, Coach, against the Golden State Warriors tonight. Warriors up 2-1 right now. What are your thoughts on this game?
I'm going with, you know, I think I'm so worried about the line because you got to remember, folks, that they went, the Grizzlies went 20-5 this season without Ja. At times, they're actually better than they are than
when it was really 20-2, coach. They lost a couple of games late when it didn't matter. Like they were locked into the 2 seed already. So they actually, you know, I know it was 20-5, but it sounds they were even kind of better than that without him. They were actually like 20-2 when they sort of cared, but go on. You're right. They're used to playing without him. We'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm looking at. We're off the bat. I like Tyus Jones over 6.5 assists. He's going to do a good job of getting other guys involved. Plus money, you know, came in plus money, baby. So I'm going to take that plus
money. You don't
money.
Know any other way, coach. Hey, you don't know what a minus sign is.
Hey. You got to be in it to win it, my brother.
You're the opposite of Sal.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the coach and Sal are like, honestly, they're in different places.
You guys should do
one's
a podcast together. It'd be great.
Yeah, you should.
What's your picks? Earth I got a plus 1,200, eight player performance. What you got, Sal? I got a 12-team parlay, and it's minus 480 still.
We'll call it plus minus.
There you go.
I like that.
But anyway, I also like the team total for the Grizzlies to go over. Earlier today, it was at 105.5. I don't know what the number is right now, but I do like the Grizzlies to go over their prop, which is now 106.5. I still love it with the Grizzlies. You got to realize they've gone over 106 or higher. Last six games, 18 out of their last 21 games without John Morant, they've gone over 106. Give me the Grizzlies over 106.5. Desmond Bane over 18.5 points, averaging 18 a season without John in regular season, gone over 7 of the last 9 games. He's gotten better. His back seems to be recovered. Next, the cheap shot artist. Poole. I'm going with Poole. Over 20.5 points. Averaging 22.9 in the playoffs. Gone over 20.5, 3 of the last 4. Missed one by the hook. And when he gets 30-plus minutes, he's gone over 20.5 in 18 out of his last 23 games. Missed 2 by the hook. Give me Poole over 20.5 points.
What do you think of Bane over 3.5 three-point shots, coach?
Well, I think they correlate between 18.5 points and a 3.5 three. So I would take a look at that. It's all to me on whichever one you can get better value at because I think you can hit both of them.
He was 4-7 in the last game. He struggled 1-5, 1-4, as you stated. He only scored 9 and then 5, and he scored 16. He's going to have to be better tonight. And we can talk about Morant being out or not. I mean, Desmond Bane is going to have to be a lot better. Golden State are going to win the series. Cam, you have to ask yourself. I had Rob Vino on Friday, and I'm kicking myself for not loading up on the Warriors. I had him in Moneyline parlays, but, you know, we were talking about that whole, all right, if you're taking an underdog, do you think they can win a game? And we really didn't think they were going to win the game. Like, I was like, Golden State are going to win this game, and maybe Memphis, and it kind of went the way I thought it would. I tell you, man, that's a tough place to play, man, in San Francisco. It's like they've got something. It's like they're louder. Like the Oakland crowd, I don't know, they got spoiled a little bit and stuff. There seems to be a little bit of energy in that building again right now. It's the first run that they're on now on the other side of the bay in San Francisco. That's just an electric building, coach. And when those three balls start falling, man, there's nothing you can do about it. It's snowballs.
If John Morant's in the game, so what are you thinking? Like the line, so now we're seeing, it's actually gone down on FanDuel. It was 10 all afternoon when I was doing updates. Now it's 9.5. I'm just saying it's an inflated line. I'm not sure if Memphis could win the game, but they can hang. Like asking them to win by 10, I think, is a lot tonight. If you like Golden State on the money line, it's a lot, but you can find a couple things to turn it into a plus money parlay. But I think I might take the Grizz by the half point to 10. Nice even number. I think they can hang. It seems like a lot to me, Morenci, even how hot Golden State is. 10's a lot. And you know what? Without Morant, I think they'll play better team ball. That's the thing. You lose the star, all the other guys pick up their game, and they play well without him. So I think it's a challenge to the Grizzlies, and I think it's one they can actually deliver it.
I kind of think they're in trouble with or without him. That's my point.
Yeah. You just got a better
whether
number.
Whether he's there or not, they've got problems. But yeah, the question is 9.5 too high? Look, they got murdered the other night, guys.
They did.
They got absolutely murdered. I mean, what do you think, coach? Is it going to be different tonight? The total is 223 as well tonight.
I think that game's going to play to the over. I have more of a feeling for the over than I do the spread because I thought at some point a young team like the Grizzlies were going to get blown out at some point in this series. It's just a matter of can they bounce back. And Cam makes a good point. Listen, they almost play better ball and are harder to guard without Job because it's not, you don't have that ball dominant guy. The ball sprays around. It doesn't stick as much. And I do think at times Tyus Jones is more of a steadier influence on that team, getting guys shot. So that would be interesting. Another guy to like take a look at. I'm not saying put a lot of money on it, but look at Jaren Jackson Jr. to get you a double-double at plus 270. He's another guy that's got to show up, and he tends to play a little bit better without Ja. He gets the ball in the lane in the post-up area instead of at the three-point line because they have to keep the lane open for Ja's drives. Look at Jaren Jackson Jr. for a double-double at plus 270. Hey, Cam, plus money, baby. Plus money.
Oh, that's what you do, coach. Plus minus.
If you want plus money, I just put it in. Milwaukee Bucks to win the game, Golden State Warriors to win the game. Plus 116.
See, that's interesting because that line should not be plus. Golden State's such a big favorite. See, that's the thing tonight. Like our Dodgers game, these big parlays are actually a lot better than you think they are, Morency. Like, you didn't think you were going to get plus money with the Dodgers if they win.
We're going to find out. Let's not pat ourselves on the back for the number.
No. I'm just saying if Milwaukee wins, you got to, like, you're more than halfway there. You're like 80%
of the way. Exactly. Look, I like Milwaukee. I'm going to play them alone, but the way I look at it is I like Milwaukee, and then if they do win, then I'm going into Golden State with a plus 116 in my back pocket, and all I need them to do is win the game. Right, yeah. Take somebody edge.
And you could maybe even find a number at Memphis and try to get real greedy. You never know. That's the beautiful thing.
Still scoreless in the baseball games. All right, coach. Before we get you out of here, New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins. You're the Ranger guy, and it sounds like Cam's on the blue shirts tonight. What do you got, coach? Are the Rangers going to bounce back and win tonight?
Absolutely, Rangers are going to win. Take the over 6 goals. I already told you about Panarin and Crosby over at half a point on the power play. And then whatever that guy is in, Jake Gyllenhaal, or, you know, that other guy. And
Jake Gyllenhaal, the actor.
Jake Gyllenhaal, he's good for a point.
He's a good actor.
Power play, you got the advantage. He's good for a half a point. Come on, give me half a point. Give me those two guys. Let's go Rangers. They got two brothers on the team. We back, baby. We coming back.
They better show up.
I'm just seeing the highlight here of Martin Brundle yesterday. I don't know if you guys noticed, saw this. So they're at the F1 race, and the Sky Sports guy thought that Paulo Banchero was Patrick Mahomes.
Yep,
so he's like, Patrick. And Banchero just keeps walking and walking. And then they get the camera, and he's like, oh, I didn't know you were speaking to me. Yeah. And they're like, and Buddy goes, oh, you're not Patrick Mahomes. Who are you? He says who he is. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm very sorry.
That's
just another case of a white person think all black people look alike. Yeah. See, there's that stereotype again. I mean, she wins.
They have similar hair, but like one of them 7 feet
like
tall.
Cut the guy some slack. He works for Sky Sports, for God's sakes. He's doing
he's an F1 driver.
The guy's probably seen like one Patrick Mahomes game in the Super Bowl. So like, I love slack.
And Cam, and we'll all appreciate this. He told he was pissed after Brundle. He looked at the camera. Yeah. He said, sorry, little bit of misinformation from my producers in my earpiece. The guy's an F1 guy from Australia. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know who the hell these guys are.
They told him,
hey, go speak to Mahomes. he was mad after. He was mad.
He handled it well on camera, but he must have snapped. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was a good TV.
No, it was great TV coverage, but I think the Sky Sports can say next. Let's get an American on Celebrity Row next year. They'll know who the players
are. Thanks, coach. Later, coach.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Cam, I think I might have outdone myself this time, buddy. I just put together the alternate puck line play of all alternate puck line plays.
All games?
What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Washington Capitals plus 2.5.
I would agree.
Pittsburgh Penguins plus 2.5.
Should be close, yeah.
Calgary Flames plus 2.5.
Love the Flames tonight.
Mm-hmm. Minus 164.
Yeah, I got no problem. Honestly... And I like, you know what I like? I like the fact that you actually stayed away from that Colorado-Nashville game. It's got danger written all over it.
Yeah, you're damn right I did.
I don't want to talk about that game. Colorado might sweep them,
Colorado's
but we'll
gonna
see.
Win. Colorado's going to finish them off.
I don't want to. I'm going to be honest with you. That game is not touched, or I'll take Nashville and one of your alternates at like plus 3.5 because I don't think they get blown out. I think they actually show up, but we'll see. Betts, Gabe, at 7 o'clock. I'm going to actually do something different. I'm going to take these road teams. All the home teams have won. I think it's different tonight. I think it's road team time in the NHL. Give me the Florida Panthers money line, minus 140 first period. I want the Rangers. They're basically even in the first period against the Penguins. Taking both road teams. I like Florida in the game. I like Rangers in the game. I know we're on different opposites there. I like Boston Celtics, and I love your Pat Connaughton over points. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Well, I'm going to bust out a few 80 old school song references. Paul Abdul, opposites attract, because I am literally on the opposite of everything. And one of my favorite Motley Crue songs of all time, Home Sweet Home. Give me the Washington Capitals as underdogs to beat the Florida Panthers.
I guess I'm Bob Seger.
Give me the Pittsburgh Penguins on their home ice to beat the New York Rangers. Give me the Capitals and give me the Penguins on home ice tonight. And I've also got an alternate line parlay. Washington Capitals plus 2.5. Pittsburgh Penguins plus 2.5. Calgary Flames plus 2.5. I do love the Flames later. Joe Madd's going to join us from Calgary later. We'll get her take on the Calgary and Dallas game. And it's been a nasty series out there.
It has.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.